Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at the shepherd and his sheep. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for providing the great shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise you for your infinite love and your amazing grace that understands that as sheep, we are prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. And we're thankful for your rod and your staff that indeed comfort us as we feel the direction, protection, and discipline the shepherd provides. Dear God, please help us to be encouraged by the spiritual reality and symbolism that the shepherd and his sheep are. As we invest this time in your presence during a call to worship. Amen.
Show us where to walk, and in Father. look to the shepherd, his presence is there.
Thank you again for joining us for this call to worship as we're looking at the Good Shepherd and His sheep. We appreciate your prayer support and donations. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this ministry, I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website is calltoworship.us. It contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a brief look at the devotional and a link so you can download and listen to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program whenever it's convenient to you right there on your computer, and allows you to hear this ministry even if it's not on a radio station in your local area. You'll also find a list of songs, a playlist on the website for the music you hear in each program. And our website also gives you access to archives of past programs, as well as other information as well. Our Facebook page is a good opportunity for you to connect with other Call to Worship listeners. To find us, simply look up Call to Worship. Thank you for being part of our listening audience today. My prayer is that this time becomes a regular part of your Sunday praise and worship experience. May our God continue to richly bless you as you join us for Call to Worship.
gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no
In a day when our ears are bombarded by beckoning voices and our world is polluted with sound, Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tight ropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find the way.
There's no
This is your call to worship.
Father, always near, I wait for you here, resting in the love that vanquishes fear. Waiting, not a care, silence everywhere, yet here in my heart a still small voice.
Oh, but I
Can you picture in your mind how sheep would be without a shepherd? Well, that is what you are until you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, shepherd of your life. We are all born as sheep without a shepherd. When we're born again, Christ becomes our shepherd. Let's listen to God's Word as it describes the relationship between the Great Shepherd and us, sheep. Matthew 9, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were confused and helpless, just like sheep without a shepherd. From Jeremiah 50, My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and turned them loose in the mountains. They've lost their way and can't remember how to get back to the sheepfold. All who found them devoured them. Their enemies said, We did nothing wrong in attacking them, for they sinned against the Lord, their true place of rest and the hope of their ancestors. Isaiah 53, a passage familiar to most of us. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, Christ, the iniquity of us all. From 1 Peter 2, You were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Leaders in the Christian community are also entrusted by God for the shepherding of his sheep. 1 Peter 5 tells us, And now a word to you who are elders in the churches. I too am an elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and I too will share in his glory when he's revealed to the whole world. As a fellow elder, I appeal to you, care for the flock that God has entrusted you to. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord it over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example. And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. Now let's look closely at our shepherd, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hebrews 13:20 tells us, Our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. What does our shepherd do for us, his sheep? John 10, Jesus Christ, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the Good Shepherd, says Jesus. The Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Later in John 10, I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. The 23rd Psalm, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Matthew 26, and also found in Mark 14, the disciples, then, they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. On the way, Jesus told them, All of you will desert me, for the scriptures say, God will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Matthew 18, then he said, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And continuing in verse 12, If a man has 100 sheep, one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for that one that is lost? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. In the same way, it is not my Heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. 2 Peter chapter 3. You must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, as some people think. No, He's being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Psalm 28. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent not His Son into the world to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There's no judgment against anyone who believes in Him, but anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. My dear listening friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Saved from the penalty of sin. Accept Him as your Savior, and He will be your shepherd throughout this life.
Yeah.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been the Great Shepherd and His Sheep. Thank you for listening. If this time is a blessing to you, please consider a gift to this ministry. Call to Worship is listener-supported. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page to get a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you for your support. I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. From John 10, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.